Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Hello, humanoids. Welcome to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Woo, humanoids. I gotta tell you, my job, working retail, so with the pandemic the way it is, and you know the trucking industry, y'all know I'm country humanoids and I mess words up, but I usually can say that, like, industry giant. What? Look at that. I said it, but I can't say. I don't know what it is, humanoids. But anyway, so with the shipment the way they are, we've been getting a lot of trucks in lately. Humanoids, I gotta tell you, back in the day when they said that playing video games, especially my father, playing that stupid thing would never amount to anything. You know? Stop playing them games so much. Get off them games. Turn it off. Blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you, humanoids, there's one game in particular, that came in handy. That is, it really, really came in handy. And I'm telling you, kids these days, that this game should make a comeback. It really should, because it will help you out, especially if you work retail like I do, and you're getting shipments of boxes or crates or cartons in. Yeah, this game will help you out a lot. And you know what, humanoids? I can tell a lot of people have not played that game, especially the people that I work with. They have not played that game. And that game is, if you haven't already guessed, I'm going to tell you right after this message. Okay, humanoids, I am back. And if you haven't guessed the name of that game yet, the name of the game that will help you out if you work retail and you get a lot of stock in and you have to deal with boxes and crates and stuff like that, the game I'm talking about is Tetris. Yes. Let me tell you, humanoids, this past week we got four trucks. Had to unload them back in the stock room. Had to unload them and had to stack the carts and stack the boxes up against the wall. And I gotta tell you, thank you, Nintendo, for creating the Game Boy. Thank you for whoever, I should look it up. I should have looked it up. I should have been more diligent and more detailed and looked it up and so I could give specific thanks to the people who created Tetris. Because that game helps me out a lot at work. And like I said, I could tell who had played this game and who has not. It's funny, there are people my age I'm one of the oldest people there, so there are people way younger than me who have never played Tetris and don't know how to stack boxes. So I'm like, how in the world, because it is so simple and so easy. And what I hate is I have to come back behind people and restack boxes, especially on the U-boats or the carts that we take everything out on, because these knuckleheads do not know how to stack it, and once you move it, they're falling. They're falling to the ground. And then I gotta stop, pick them up, restack. Oh, or this situation, humanoids, I'm getting the stuff off the truck, you know, out of the trailers, and I'm putting it on the carts or whatever, and then I gotta stop because some knucklehead put a little box here just to get it out your hands, basically, and I gotta restack. Come on, you know this little box isn't going to hold the weight that you're going to put on top of it. Why put it there? But yeah, I mean, man, you guys have never played Tetris. And the funny thing is, I say that a lot. And they go, oh, man, you an old dude. Yeah, I'm an old dude. I used to play Tetris, man. Matter of fact, I still play it on my phone. Matter of fact, I still play it when I get home on my Game Boy. Game Boy Advance, but my Game Boy. Tetris. Or guess what? Some of those puzzle games. And I'm like, all you guys know how to do is play stuff like Call of Duty and Modern Warfare and all that stuff. And all y'all know how to do is just hide and shoot and hide and shoot people. That's it. You don't know nothing else. Hiding behind a car and shooting somebody, hiding behind a building and throwing a grenade. Really, any moron can do that. But it takes a real special person to stack boxes against the wall. Oh boy, it is so funny, man. It is so funny. We battle each other all the time. I had a guy at work the other day challenge me. Oh, I can stack these better than you. Really? Go right ahead. And they fell. Yeah, he got like three rows up and it fell. I got six rows. Matter of fact, I could have got more if I would have used the ladder. But hey, I didn't. Oh my goodness, you people. So parents, man, look, if your kids are playing, games like Tetris and puzzle games that will help them in life, don't discourage them. Encourage them to continue. Now, if they playing the shoot 'em up, hide 'em up games, like I said, any knucklehead can do that. Any knucklehead can get out there, you know? That's what, you know, growing up, that's why we played hide and seek. I mean, come on. And that's the thing, kids don't even play hide and seek anymore. That was fun. Man, you know, instead of playing these games on the computer and on television, on the consoles and stuff, man, go buy you some Nerf guns. Go outside and play. Yeah, that's what you should do. But yeah, humanoids, that is it for this episode. I just had to come by and talk to you right quick, humanoids, because man, this is aggravating. It is aggravating. People who don't know how to stack boxes. One of the easiest things on the planet is to stack boxes of various shapes and sizes. That is so easy. But people today make it so difficult.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Well, humanoids. Look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my batteries. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.